The city of Niagara Falls is set to receive a lump sum of $89 million after the settlement of a long-standing dispute between New York State and the Seneca Nation over gambling revenues. The Innovation Trail's Ashley Hassett reports on how one of New York's most financially strapped cities will make use of this revenue.
The first order of business is to pay back over $22 million borrowed from the city's general fund, depleted over the past several years while the state and Seneca's were at odds. Deister says their agenda includes allocating monies to the city school district, local hospital, and the local tourism and convention center. Another goal is to address the city's reputation as the pothole capital and restore spending.
One of the very first actions that I'm going to ask council to implement is to allow us to make transfers in order to spend additional monies this paving year for additional streets to be added to get us back basically to the same level of paving that we were doing prior.
Even though the city is in a significant amount of debt and has been cited in State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's list of most fiscally stressed cities, Deister says they don't plan on paying off all their debt with the Seneca revenue. He says the influx of funds will allow them to pay cash for some future projects instead of borrowing money from the state.
Just like in your household finances, you might be tempted to pay off a student loan just so you could say that you paid it off, but it doesn't make sense to pay off a student loan at a low rate of interest and then the next week find that you have to put something on a credit card at a high rate of interest.
Deister adds that the funding will help improve the city's rating with the comptroller's office. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.